This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد My dear beloved, respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless me and you with ikhlas in everything we say and everything we do. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah wahdah, sadaqa wa'dah, wa nasara abdah, wa hazam al-ahzab wahdah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ala kulli man tagha wa tajabbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, كيف ولى الظالم وأدبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر, كيف فرح المظلوم وانتصر. الله أكبر الله أكبر, how the tyrant became a refugee. الله أكبر الله أكبر, how thousands of people regained their freedom. الله أكبر الله أكبر, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept us alive to witness, to live ayat in the Quran. We are living and witnessing ayat that Allah revealed 1400 years ago. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, سَيُهْزَمُ الْجَمْعُ وَيُوَلُّونَ الدُّبُرُ. We are witnessing this ayah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, soon their unity will be defeated and they will be forced to flee. We are witnessing the ayah, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And don't ever, ever think that Allah is not aware of what the oppressors are doing. We are living the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, lend me your ears. هو الذي أخرج الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب من ديارهم لأول الحشر ما ظننتم أن يخرجوا وظنوا أنهم مانعتهم حصونهم من الله فأتاهم الله من حيث لم يحتسبوا وقذف في قلوبهم الرعب يخربون بيوتهم بأيديهم وأيدي المؤمنين فاعتبروا يا أولي الأبصار. الله أكبر. He is the one who defeated them and let them leave their land. You thought this will never happen. Allah is saying, you thought this will never happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throw terror in their heart. So be aware, wake up, O people of intellect. My brothers and sisters, هذا يوم من أيام الله. This is one of the days of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is one of the days of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's a historical moment. It is a moment that every Muslim should rejoice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him witness it. My brothers and sisters, 13 years of torture, 13 years of displacement, 13 years of humiliation, families shattered, over half a century of dhulm and oppression. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And we do not blame only that leadership. We also blame everyone who supported that leadership. We also blame everyone that had the ability to stop the dhulm, and they never did anything, and welcomed them with open arms and took pictures with them. These are also partners in the crime. My brothers and sisters, the punishment of the zalim is not only in the akhirah. The punishment of the oppressor is in the dunya before the akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, wallahi, that by itself is enough punishment. Wallah, لا يحب الظالمين. الله أكبر. Allah does not love the ظالمين, the oppressors. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, إنه لا يفلح الظالمون. The oppressors will never ever be successful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah will never guide those people who are oppressors. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَظَلَمُوا لَمْ يَكُنِ اللَّهِ لِيَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ وَلَا لِيَهْدِيَهُمْ طَرِيقًا. The people who have disbelieved and the people who have committed oppression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive them. And that is all in the dunya. As for the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, La'natullahi ala al-zalimeen. Anytime you see the word la'na in the Quran, it means the opposite of rahmah, the opposite of mercy, the opposite of the only ticket to Jannah. La'natullahi ala al-zalimeen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Subhanallah, wallahi, I cannot believe that I'm seeing the ayat being displayed in front of my eyes. Walau anna, this is in the akhirah. We saw the ones in the dunya. In the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Walau anna lilladhina zalamu ma fil ardi jami'an wa mithlahu ma'ah laftadaw bihi min su'il adhabi yawm al-qiyamah. On the day of judgment, the one who was oppressing others, he is ready, listen to this, he is ready, if he owned the whole dunya and everything in it and similar to it, he's ready to give up all that just to be saved from the punishment of the day of judgment. Not $1 million, not $1 billion, not a city, not a continent, everything. If he owned it, Allah said he will give it away, please save me from the punishment. My brothers and sisters, one of the adab, the punishment of the akhirah, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the hadith al-Qudsi, al-dhulm dhulumat yawm al-qiyamah. Oppression is darkness on the day of judgment. On that day when we are striving and struggling for a beam of light to cross the sirat. May Allah make us cross the sirat like lightning. There will be people who are oppressors. They will have complete darkness. Zulm is of three kinds. The first zulm that Allah will never forgive is if someone died believing that Allah has a partner. Shirk. In the shirka la dhulmun azim. It is the greatest dhulm. In Allah told us he forgives everything illa an yushraka bih, except shirk. So that first dhulm is the dhulm against Allah. This dhulm will never be forgiven. The second dhulm is the dhulm that is between me and myself. ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ. When I wrong myself, when I'm committing ظُلْم against myself, that means I am committing major sins. That ظُلْم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either he will punish or he will forgive depending how sincere was my repentance. And then there is the third dhulm. And this dhulm will not be overlooked or forgiven until I reconcile. And that is the dhulm between each other. That dhulm, I took my sister's share of inheritance. I took money from the orphans that does not belong to me. Zulm between one another. I spread rumors in the community about a person and ruined his reputation. Zulm. I testified false testimony. Zulm. Zulm between the husband and the wife. When the husband does not give his wife her rights and when the wife does not give her husband his rights. Zulm. When the parent, when the children do not give their parents their rights, ظلم. That ظلم, I have to fix it in this dunya before I get to the akhirah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, whomsoever have mazlama, whomsoever have wronged someone, hurry up and fix it in this dunya. Because on the day of judgment, no dinar, no dirham, no money will work. Over there, the currency is hasanat and sayyat. The person will stand up over there and he will tell you, Habibi, you did this to me, you ruined my reputation. You spread rumors against me. You took what belonged to me and you knew it. Give me 10,000 hasana. You give him the 10,000 hasana and you think that you're done and you look around and you see a huge line. So Rasulullah ﷺ said, no matter what it costs, make sure you finish everything here, because you cannot afford to leave it till the day of judgment. My brothers and sisters, be very careful. One time there was a king. And he winded up in prison with his son. So that first night he looked at his son and said, where were we yesterday and look where we are now? How could this happen? He said, my father, it's probably one of the people we have oppressed got up in the middle of the night and raised his hands and made dua against us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, da'watil mazloom, the dua of the one who has been oppressed, laysa baynahu wa baynallahi hijab, there's no barrier between it and Allah. And listen to the end of the hadith, walau kana kafir. Zulm is a different story, even if he's a kafir. Because the oppression has nothing to do with this. You took his right. Be very careful. Settle everything now before it's too late. When we take each other to court and scream 50-50, is that your right? That is dhulm. If it's not your right, sometimes it possibly could be. But if it's not your right and you're taking money dhulm, be very careful and get ready. قولوا قولي هذا استغفر الله استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Look at the promise from Allah to the مظلوم. The promise from Allah to the one who's thrown in jail for 30 years and he has no clue why. The promise of Allah of the person who was jailed because he attended Fajr and Jama'ah more than once a week. Listen to his promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the hadith al-Qudsi, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي, Allahu Akbar, by my honor, by my glory, لَأَنصُرَنَّكَ وَلَوْ بَعْدَ حِينَ, I'm gonna make you victorious even if it takes forever. My brothers and sisters, during this historic moment, people were divided into two groups. People who were very extremely happy, rejoicing, celebrating, and they have the right to. And the other group is very skeptical. And they are worried, how could this happen in such a quick, unbelievable time? There has to be something hidden. There is a plot behind this. I cannot even feel the joy because I'm worried about the future. We tell this group, just the fact that tens of thousands of people were released from oppression, that by itself needs joy. Just the fact that a zalim ran away, an oppressor ran away, that by itself should be sufficient. My brothers and sisters, just for our brothers and sisters, the Syrians, to smell freedom even for a day, that is sufficient to celebrate and to be happy. They could be, because the enemies of Islam will never stop plotting. And you might have some point, but that should not make you not be happy about the families that have been reunited after tens and tens of years. Your son come back from school and he left for 7-8 hours, and you rejoice when you see him. Can you imagine after 10 years when you thought that your son or your husband or your father has died already, has been recorded dead already, and you see him in front of you? You're going to tell him, I'm worried about the future? You're going to rejoice and be happy. You're going to rejoice and be happy. As a matter of fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to be happy when he said, فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the roots of the oppressors were cut off, and you should say, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So rejoicing is the right thing to do in such a moment. And one of the greatest outcome of what happened, ya akhwan, and this is very important, that shows us that the promise of Allah is true. The promise of Allah is true. How many people in the past 13 or 50 years in Syria died while thinking, how can Allah let this take place? How could this happen? Where is the victory of Allah? They did not witness the moment that we witnessed. So we tell our brothers and sisters in Gaza, you are next, bi-idhnillah. Just like you're saying right now, how this is happening, it will come. That oppressive regime will go, just like this one went. We tell our brothers and sisters in Burma, the same thing will happen to you. We tell our brothers and sisters in China, in India, the same thing will happen to you. Just be patient. We do not have, it's not a must to witness what we witnessed. This was a gift. We just have to have complete trust in Allah. Whether we witnessed it or not, millions of people died without witnessing it. But it happened. Similarly, bi-idhnillah, just like thousands of people died in Palestine, and maybe they will not witness, but bi-idhnillah, the victory is coming. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala la yukhlifu al-mi'ad. We should strengthen our iman in Allah azza wa jal. Just because everything is dark and complicated and you're confused, that does not mean that Allah is going to break His promise. Allah promised, inna ad-deena indallahi al-islam. Wa man yabtaghi ghayra al-islam deenan falan yuqbala minhu wa huwa fil akhirati min adh-dhalimin, min al-khasirin. The deen according to Allah is Islam, period. And whomsoever take other than Islam as his deen, it will never be accepted, and he will be in the hereafter among the losers. اللهم يا رب كما نصرت إخواننا في سوريا فانصر إخواننا في غزة. اللهم كما نصرت إخواننا في سوريا فانصر إخواننا في اليمن وفي العراق وفي السودان وفي لبنان وفي بورما وفي الصين وفي إنديا وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. Please come from the hallway. Fill up the main hall, please. Look down foot to foot, shoulder to shoulder. Close the gaps. Sisters, please do the same.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammad. محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استو. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My beloved brothers and sisters, the day we are waiting for is tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Our children are being targeted heavily, severely, to take the deen out of their heart by planting seeds of doubts in their hearts, in their mind. You should hear the questions that the teenagers are asking. Wallahi, people my age and maybe 35 and above, those questions never crossed your mind. So tomorrow we're having a conference. Don't tell me my son pray 5 times a day and he's good and my daughter. No. Alhamdulillah, that's great. Still, bring him tomorrow. From 4 to Isha, from Asr to Isha, we will have shuyukh here that will answer all these questions. We were going to have an open discussion, open questions and answers with people of knowledge that can give you the right answers. So please, make sure you attend tomorrow. This conference is dedicated for everyone. Everybody could attend. But specifically, the questions are all about our aqidah. The question, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, listen to this. وَلَا يَأْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلٍ إِلَّا جِئْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا. No matter what argument they bring, I, Allah, brought you in the Quran, the truth, and any other explanation. So it's there, but we need to know how to take it out. So please bring your children tomorrow. Come yourself from Asr till Isha. Jazakumullah khair. See you tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum.